Okay, thank you. This is a meeting of Pacifica's Audit Committee on May 13th, 2019, opening up at 8:38 p.m. Eastern. And this is our first meeting with a new set of representatives. So we will call the meeting to order now. And I've got the list so I can take the roll for tonight. Give me 1 second. Okay. Adrienne Laviolette.
Here.
Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Great. Donald Goldmacher, we know he's here.
Yep, present.
And Eileen, that's me, I'm here. Elaine Duncan. No Elaine yet. Eugene Hammond.
Yes, here.
Here. Gary Bost? No. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Here. Jamie Gomez?
Here.
James McFadden? No James yet. Julie Hewitt? Julie, you here somewhere? Not yet. Okay. Marilyn Vogt Downey? That's a background noise going on. Could you please mute? Thank you. You haven't done it yet. Paulina Vasiliev. Paulina. And Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Okay. All right. So let's hope that the other folks show up. Really, let me see. I can see where the racket is coming from in a minute. No, I can't see. Let's see. All right. So, anyway, let's move on. Can I get a volunteer for pro tem secretary? Hi, who's there? Did somebody just log on? No? Okay.
This is McFadden. I just logged on.
Oh, hi, James. Do you like to be called James or Jim?
Either's okay.
Okay, James is here. Great. All right. Can I get a volunteer to be pro tem secretary for this evening? It's not a very onerous job. Anybody? Somebody's got to do something here. No volunteers to be secretary? Because if I have to do it, it'll slow us down a bit. Okay, well, if I can't get a volunteer, I guess it's me. Can I get timekeepers? We're not very strict on the time. We like to stay sort of more or less within what we want to wrap up the meeting in an hour and a half or 2 hours, you know, so we just try and, you know, we're not strict about keeping people to a minute and a half for the exact amount of time we put on the agenda, but, you know, just somebody to keep an eye on it that we're not going wildly, you know, it's not getting really, really late.
I know how you feel, I'll do it.
Adrian?
Yeah.
Thank you. Great.
I might have it early, but probably not.
Okay. Thank you, Adrian. Appreciate it. All right. So I've got the agenda here. Our next point is to approve it. I will read it over for our listening audience. I was inserting one thing. I'm not sure if you all got this. I realized that we have the minutes from our last meeting so that I don't know what the procedure is when, like, hardly anybody from the last meeting is actually on this meeting, but I thought we could approve them. They're very short. I sent them out. I wanted to welcome the new members as the next point. Following that, we'll get updates from our auditor, Scott Mitchell, on audit-related issues, and I'm sure George said he would join us. from NETA, and our ED Maxie Jackson is here. So I thought that could take about 40 minutes, and we'll hear about the status of the fiscal year 2017 financial statements and preparations for fiscal year 2018 audit. As a third point there, the auditors have an upcoming visit to KPFK next week, I guess, the 19th to the 21st. So that is that point. Fifth point would be an update from the ED if he's got anything, because I haven't asked him, an update from the ED on hiring an interim CFO and how this will bear on the audit committee, if at all. Following that, action items and any other new business, and then to select the next meeting date. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved. So moved.
Okay. Any objections?
No objections.
No objections. Agenda approved. Thank you, though. Great. Thanks. All right. Let's see, who's here from last time? Give me 1 second, people. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. There's only 4 of us who were in the last meeting who could approve these minutes. Can that happen with only 4 of us? Does anybody know?
Yeah.
For the new people, I'm not always, totally... I'm not immersed in all the bylaws and Robert's rules, so, I always need advice from you guys. So it sounded like somebody was about to answer.
Yes, we can approve the minutes.
We can. All right. Grace, Jamie, and Adrienne, did you have a chance to look at them?
Yes, I looked at them. They're fine.
Okay.
Yes, they're good.
Okay. Jamie, anything?
No, I have no input.
Okay, good. So we will consider them approved, and then I can post those. Let me write this down. And minutes approved. Okay. All right. So thank you for that. So I wanted to welcome the new members. I was really glad that, we have a number of people. I think, I'm sorry, Julie's not here tonight from WPFW, which is where I'm from, for those of you who don't know me. And I didn't get a second delegate from WPFW, but that could still happen because we have some seats that haven't been filled. So, we might get more people. I don't know if the best thing to do is to just sort of go down the list and have people say where they're from and anything else they might want to say, or just where they're from, if that's what all you want to say. So I'll just go in alphabetical order by first name. So Adrian LaViolette, go ahead.
Yes. Sorry. Hold on.
Well, I can introduce you, or we could come back to you. Adrian will come back to you.
Thank you.
Okay, Darlene?
Hi, I'm in Oakland, and member of the board from KPFA. I have a long background in nonprofit administration, and I have been through many an audit preparation for not doing an audit, not being an auditor, and also then dealing with the resulting management letters on that come out of the audits and trying to be in better shape for the next year.
That's great, Darlene. That's a little similar to some of my background. So we'll talk, but you'll be a great asset here. Donald Goldmacher.
Yes, I'm from the KPFA local station board, and I'm a member of the PNB currently, and I did in my previous incarnation on the LSB serve on the audit committee when we could not get the audits done a few years ago. So I'm thrilled to see we're actually making progress.
Great. Yeah.
Oh, I should add that I do have a background in management and administration, both in the public health field and as an independent documentary film producer. So I'm quite comfortable with numbers.
Excellent. Yeah, so you guys can definitely help look things over. I'm on the local station board at WPFW and now on the PNB. I'm also on the finance committee at PFW and the management search committee. I've worked in nonprofits for a long time, kind of human rights and social justice things for a while, especially around Central America. I lived in Central America for about 10 years in Salvador and Guatemala, worked with the UN briefly there, and then got sort of oozed over to the admin side, and I've been doing financial and administrative management for small nonprofits for about 20 years now. And here I am. I've been listening to PFW and KPFK for a while when I lived out there in the 80s. Since the 70s, basically. So I finally thought I would be able to, maybe make myself useful at PFW. So there I am. All right. I think Elaine Duncan is not here tonight, unfortunately. Eugene Hammond.
Yes, I'm Eugene Hammond. I have no financial background. I do not have my checkbook. I'm on the BI local station board.
Let's see. You are in New York, right? BAI? Okay.
Listener and a supporter and a volunteer in the past and for a couple of years on Community Bulletin Board, the BAI. I'm retired health and safety professional.
Okay, that's great. Okay, well, you're going to hear more numbers than you ever hoped, but, that happens. Next is, Gary Bost. He's not with us tonight either. Yeah, Gary Bost is, I don't know where he is, but he's a rep from the affiliates. And that's why I don't know where he is. But I hope he'll turn up next time. Grace Aaron.
Yes. I'm with KPFK in Los Angeles. I'm on the Pacifica National Board, and I'm also the chair of the Pacifica National Board currently.
Yeah.
I've been on the audit committee for a while, for a few years.
Okay. Thank you, Grace. Let's see. Next, Jamie Gomez.
Yes. I've been chair of the KPFK local station board for the past couple of years. I was secretary before that. I majored in accounting and I have a bachelor's degree in business administration with an emphasis in accounting. I was an internal auditor for a major company at one point in time, and I taught accounting. So that's my background.
Oh, that's great. Have you done any nonprofit accounting, or is it mostly for-profit, or a bit of everything?
Well, when I did, I've been in education for the past 25 years, so my accounting experience was prior to that, except for the teaching. It was in my earlier education career. I just worked for, private companies. I didn't do nonprofits.
Sure. No, I was just being nosy. Okay, thank you. Sure. Jamie. James McFadden.
Hi, I'm I'm on the LSB of KPFA. I live in Berkeley. I'm a research physicist at the UC Berkeley, and I've written some fairly large budgets for NASA programs over the years.
That's good to know. Thank you, James. Good to know. James, then Julie's not here. Marilyn is not here. Polina is not here. Sean Rhodes.
Hi. I'm the staff director at WBAI in New York. I have a music background, and I've been told I'm detail-oriented and a very organized person. So I'm hoping to bring those skills to this group.
Great. Okay, Sean. Okay, great. Thank you so much for everybody for telling us who you all are. Now we can move on a little bit.
Eileen, it's Adrian.
Yes. Adrian, that's right. I didn't go yet. Go ahead, Adrian.
Sorry, I was caught double-tasking, but I'm Adrian from KPFT. I'm on the national board, and I'm serving on the personnel committee and on the elections committee as well. Last year I had the pleasure of serving on the audit committee. It was my favorite committee, in no small part due to our excellent chair. And I got a crash course in audits last year, and so I'm looking forward to a very productive year of working with you all. Thanks.
Thanks, Adrian. All right, well, let's move on. I had put 5 minutes for this, but I hadn't really thought about it. Hadn't thought that I would ask everybody to say something, so, you know, it went on a little longer, but that's okay. I know that Scott Mitchell is on the line. I don't think George has logged on. He's not here. Oh, no, he is here. Hello, George.
Yes,
yeah, I was going to say how you're on your way to Orlando. But anyway, I'm going to assume that everybody knows that NETA is our outsourced, they are outsourced bookkeepers and accountants. You know, since our CFO left Pacifica a year ago, and again, I think that was a good thing. But George has been working for NETA on the part that has to do with our audits. Other people at NETA are working on, you know, the day-to-day, putting policies together and crunching numbers to get us up to date on things. But George has been doing the Herculean labor of getting numbers that can actually be sent to the auditors in the person of Scott Mitchell. So, Scott, I think you were going to give us an update.
Sure. Welcome to all the new audit committee members, and I'm glad to hear it. It sounds like there's a lot of people with some accounting background. So, and those who don't, it sounds like you have good background, so it'll be a good complement to each other. As far as the audit update goes, one of the things that I did share with Eileen, and I believe she shared it with the group at large, was a very preliminary draft of our fiscal 17 audited financial statements. So I say very rough draft. We're still working with George's group to populate some of the numbers and a number of the footnotes. The financial statements themselves, the statement of financial position, the statement of activities, and the cash flow statement, I think those numbers are pretty close to being final numbers. I don't expect or anticipate any changes in those. So I did want to share that with the audit committee. For those who were on the committee previously, this has been a very kind of long, protracted process with 17. So I was excited to at least kind of provide some tangible evidence of the progress that has been made on both sides with all the hard work that's been done, both on Pacifica's side, NETA side, and our side as well. In talking to Eileen, I think the plan is that we should have an updated draft that would be a little bit closer to a final draft that we can circulate probably in 2 weeks. And when I send that, I'll send draft board letter. I'll also send trial balance, audit adjustments, all of that, so that, you know, the folks on this call can you can certainly go in and tick and tie numbers if you like, or formulate whatever questions you may have. And then on the next, the next call after that, we can, I can certainly present the financials and take any questions that anybody has. The other thing, just to kind of give an update, and I think Eileen alluded to it, and I know it's on the agenda. We've been talking with George and his folks. We tentatively had scheduled to start the field work for the 18 audit beginning this coming week. I think from our weekly calls with George and his group, they need a little bit more time to kind of go through and do what they need to do, I guess in some cases complete the accounting for 18 that had not been done, or to go through and be able to kind of make corrections that they know need to be made to maybe what had previously been recorded. So I think the plan that we had as of today's call around 1 o'clock this afternoon is that we're going to push back our audit field work to the week of June 3rd and give George and his folks another couple of weeks that they can kind of fully vet and do the due diligence that they need to do to kind of give us their final numbers. I think that if we're able to start on June 3rd, and I know George's group has done a really good job with 17 and the information that they provided with us, I think the 2 week, I think even though we'd be starting 2 weeks later than we had planned, I think that we'll more than make up that 2 week delay by the fact that we won't be starting, stopping, picking up and putting down the audit fieldwork as what has sort of happened with some of our false starts for the 17 audit. So I think June 3rd, we should still be on track for a June 30 deadline. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there. Of course, being an auditor, I have to say that everything is subject to what we receive and when we receive it. So I got to leave that caveat in there. The final update, I guess, just to give everyone is that we are, myself and one of my team members, we're actually going to LA, flying out on Sunday to meet with the folks at the station there, kind of to do a tour of the station, do an on-site visit, talk to them about some of the control processes that are in place, the ones that are being put in place, and just kind of get a general kind of sense of internal controls at that level and feedback from that station. I know it's one of the maybe larger stations and historically has done some of the accounting for other stations as well. So that was sort of part of what played into our decision to go to LA as opposed to some of the other locations this time around. So anyway, I can certainly share any feedback that I have from that trip in a future meeting as well. That's pretty much the update that I have. Myself and the senior manager, we're kind of, like I said, we're kind of working through the holes in the draft and finalizing our review of the staff work and trying to get the 17 audit kind of nailed down in the next couple of weeks.
I have a question for you, Scott. Remember that in earlier meetings, we were talking about some of those fluctuations that you thought some board members might be able to help explain or track down, or
right?
Do we have any of that ready for us to look at? Or
I think if you remember when you and I talked, I think we should at this point. I think we can answer those questions ourselves at this point.
Oh, great!
I think one of the things I think we were having trouble with is just some of the information that was provided to us in the prior year was just provided at the account financial line item level, so we didn't have all the detail by station
right.
to do a comparison. So in that situation, it was kind of making it a little difficult to kind of parse out that information and disseminate it to the group, because and it really, I think, was just even from the conversations with you, it sounded like it would just create more questions and confusion than maybe it was going to help solve. So I think at this point, given that we've been provided so much information and have been able to kind of process through what we have, I think that we are able to kind of back into some of the explanations that we were looking for at this stage of the game. So I appreciate everybody being ready and willing to help, but I think at least at this point, it hasn't been necessary, but we may come back and ask for some help with the 18 audit, depending on where things go with that.
Sure. Thanks. Okay, George, did you have anything you wanted to add to this, to what Scott said?
No, I'm in sync with Scott. One complication on the 18 audit is we can't get into it in earnest until 17 is wrapped up. We are moving forward with adjustments that, that I proposed, and just to get the trial balance presentable to them. I had about 95 significant journal entries, most of them, and so all the divisions, including the three that we oversee, finances, we've distributed those adjustments, and they're getting posted by the stations and the archive, so that we're in a ready position to handle any auditor proposed entries, and we'll be able to wrap up 17. Because until that's done, we can't really get a even a draft trial balance. And so so we're moving forward on that as much as we can, so we'll be ready. And we're building some of the components below the trial balance, the lead sheets for the balance sheet. And as Scott said, there was a lot of catch-up to do. There's about months of entry for the national office that that wasn't done. And so we're doing a lot of that catch-up. And there was a lot of catch-up for WBAI and KPFK that they're still working on at the station level. And we're taking care of WBAI. We started that in March, but we're catching up FY18 there as well. So there is a bit of catch up, but the second go around for audit should be easier, in that we do have a lot of the permanent file information ready and the organizational information ready. So a lot of that information that was difficult to track down over time, we've done so. And then some of that, it took a couple trips out to Berkeley to obtain some of that information that we weren't getting before. So this one should certainly move faster. The last two audits completed took 22 months and 20 months over the last 2 years, and so 18 is going to be much shorter than that. But we're trying to get the organization out of the habit of working 18 months behind. So that's where we're at. Just as a means of introduction for the new members, just wanted to introduce myself. I'm a senior controller for the NIDA Business Center. I've been with them for about 2.5 years, and prior to that was CFO for WXXI TV and radio in Rochester, New York. CPA in New York and South Carolina, and I'm pleased to be helping Pacifica sort out their business. Any questions?
Yes, this is Donald for the stack.
Donald, please go ahead.
Yes, George, you just alluded to you had to make a couple of visits out to the national office in Berkeley because you were having difficulty getting data. Is that what you were alluding to?
Yes.
And what was the difficulty?
Well, there was significant information, including lawsuits that weren't reported, and they weren't getting recorded properly. Some payments on lawsuits. Some mail hadn't been opened for months. There were checks that had to be deposited going back to November. So bank statements that that we didn't have. So there was a number of areas of information that, that we had difficulty getting. And that lawsuit, for example, that we just discovered. But luckily, it had been recorded in FY16, but the payments were not recorded properly.
And when did you determine that this information was not getting to you timely?
I've been struggling to get information since October.
Since October, so, okay.
It's been a process from October with delays and missing information and bank reconciliations that weren't prepared or weren't prepared correctly. So it's been an ongoing issue that's that is getting better, I'll report.
I have one more question, and then I'll stop. What did you report that to the previous audit committee, that you were having those difficulties?
Yes.
Oh, in detail.
Thank you.
Yeah, Donald, it's worth, and everybody else, it's worth just mentioning that what George just said has been the topic of many a conversation. And, you know, I think Pacifica's, I don't know if it's fair to say, and Maxi, you can, you know, correct, or any of you actually can say what you think, but I think Pacifica did not really, there are no policies and procedures. There is a manual, but I think nobody had it, and it hadn't been updated, and it seems like each station did everything according to how their own procedures evolved over I don't know how many years. So you had people recording things very differently at each station, in some cases recording them incorrectly because people at the stations over the years have differing levels of expertise and experience. So
Eileen, this is Donald for the stack. I want to respond to what you just said.
Okay, one second. Let me just finish my little summary, and I'd actually like other people to say if they think I'm getting it more or less right. So it's been a real labor for George and his colleagues to actually find the information and go through every number to see if it was in the right place, if receivables were received or not, and maybe they were received and not recorded correctly, so they looked like they weren't received, or same for the payables, things like that. So it's been really a huge effort. And in some cases, communication with the different stations wasn't as clear as it could have been. Sometimes people weren't really understanding what was being asked for, and actually, I guess in the past, the national office had done a lot of what we were asking some of the stations to do now, because we used to have a CFO and administrative personnel in the national office, but we haven't for the past year, so we're asking the stations to do more than they were used to, and that is my summary of this.
Max,
Donald, before we get back to a response perhaps from you, I would like to let Maxi comment, if that's okay with you. Is that all right?
Whatever. You're the chair. You decide how you want to do it.
Well, yeah, I know, but you're on the stack. But I would like Maxi to, you know, fill in or respond to what I just said, and we can come back to you. Maxi,
yeah,
go ahead.
Sure. I'll just build on what Eileen said and in some respects what George mentioned as well, and just illuminate, particularly for those who are new, that the financial management issues with Pacifica are not new. This has been an institutional, it's been a structural, it's been a systemic issue for the organization for many years now. It's why it's been so many years since we've done audits. It's why the auditors and the folks at NETA have had such a mighty struggle to get the financials field work in order. Because as Eileen said, we didn't have properly utilized policy and procedure, and when we did, we often had folks who weren't qualified to administer them. It's been said that of all of our business managers, there's really only one that is probably legitimately qualified in the way that you would want for an organization of our size and scope. But at the end of the day, I think we have to tip our caps to first, Grace for assisting me with finalizing an agreement with NETA so that they could do this work. And also recognize the fact that NETA, by going to the stations, has been able to do some really heavy lifting at the national office. And I think the auditor's upcoming visit to LA will do much the same. But the bottom line is we're moving forward, and I do, and I think this was mentioned on our call earlier today, that there's every expectation that fiscal year 19's audit will be a walk in the park compared to what these folks have had to deal with over the last approximately year, even before I got here to the organization. So, again, I just want to tip my hat to all those involved in the process, because they have done yeoman's work and moved this process along. I think we'll have a lot more confidence in our financials as early as the end of this month. And certainly moving forward once the work is done in June with the audit. So I've got more I'll add when I do my report, but I just wanted to chime in and just make it clear to everybody that this is not a new phenomenon, even though there's plenty of blame to go around for what has happened in recent months with respect to the different units. This is an institutional, systemic, and structural issue that I think we're going to resolve, because one of the reasons we hired our outsourced to NETA was not only to get this work done, the audit and shore up our financials and handling accounting for us, but also to lay the foundation for policy and procedures moving forward with our business managers and with our stations, so that we're doing things the proper way, or at least in a way that's more efficient and effective moving forward. So that's a good thing. That's it for me.
Thank you, Maxie.
Eileen, I'd like to respond.
Yes, go ahead.
To both of you, actually, because you both were non-responsive to the issues I was raising. I was specifically talking about the national office. I was not talking about specific stations. I was not talking about what NETA has been able to do or not do in terms of those individual stations, or for that matter, the audit firm. I was specifically focused on what had happened at the national office per what George was referencing a few minutes ago. That was what my questions were about. So I don't know why both of you were responding as you did.
Seems confusing.
Excuse me, let me finish what I was trying to say. Since I previously did serve on the audit committee a few years ago, I am more than familiar with the messes that exist around the network. But for other new members, it would be useful to understand just how much catch-up this organization is engaged in right now. And I commend both NETA and our new auditors for bringing sanity, hopefully, to this process. Thank you.
Thank you. I could say some things. I don't know if Maxie, you want to go first, or
The only reason I think Eileen and I answered it the way that we did is because I think when George responded to your question, he was focused primarily during the tenure that he's been involved doing the audit and the shortcomings in the national office, which are plentiful and well documented. I think what I don't want to have us do, though, is look at the history of these issues from a snapshot that only looks at the last year, recognizing that we went from a team of about five or six financial people in the national office to one and a half. And that one and a half was woefully underqualified to do the work at hand. So George, highlighted the troubles he had with the national office. He also had those with some of the units as well. And I think it's important for us to recognize that the bigger issue here is that we as an organization have structural and systemic issues around financial management and accounting, which affect our audits. And that's just the bottom line. There's no other way to look at it. If you want to isolate the last 6 months or year, you're doing a disservice to the real story here. And that's why I answered it the way that I did.
And I will just add, though, I looked at some things that seemed to be happening before the last year or starting, before a year ago. And while I never visited that office and didn't really have a clear idea of how it functioned, I have run across a lot of things, a lot of what I thought should have been done by the national office, by maybe former previous CFOs, that didn't seem to have been done. Even just looking at, I think the job of the CFO would have included providing support and guidance for the stations. I don't think that happened. And when I looked at some of the audits, I found just like weird, like the functional expenses were not really followed up on, and a number of things like that. So I got the impression, I can't say this is absolutely true, maybe I'm totally wrong, but I got the impression that things were not being run in a very consistent or clean way that lots of us finance people like to see. So that's about all we can say, Donald. But, you know, it is, as Maxie says, it wasn't something that just happened, you know, over the past half year. Does anybody else have any questions on this section of our agenda? Well, I'm going to take that as no.
one small question. This is Eugene Hammond.
Eugene, go ahead.
What NETA stands for?
Oh, I should send you guys the website. But George, why don't you answer?
Yes, NETA is National Educational Television, Telecommunications Association. We were originally a educational program distributor for public broadcasting stations, and we would utilize our conference planning staff to assist smaller organizations with their conference planning and back office work. And so about 25 years ago, that formalized, and we started building the business center. And so we do outsource accounting for about 40 TV and radio stations, public TV and radio stations, and related organizations and friends groups. The senior people working on Pacifica only, between Anita, myself, and Tamara and Tish, we have at least 80 years experience in public broadcasting and significant CPB compliance and reporting. So the name harkens back to the television days, but we call that NETA Business Center. So the Business Center is maybe more significant part of our business than the program distribution now. But good question.
Thank you.
Okay. I did just send out the URL for the Business Center to everybody, so you can look at it. All right. Okay. Excuse me, I'm sorry. We can move on to point five, which would be an update from Maxie on Well, I mentioned one issue, but he may have other things to say. I don't know. I'm hiring an interim CFO and how this will bear on the audit committee. Maxie, why don't you go ahead? Before we do that, I think a couple of people said they were going to have to leave early-ish, and I think one of them was George. Is that right?
Yes, I've been traveling all day. I'll listen to Maxie's report, then I'll excuse myself quietly.
Okay. And then I believe I think Donald said he had to sign off at 9:45, but, you know, that's 20 minutes from now. And Adrian, possibly. So I just wanted to note that. Okay, Maxie, go ahead, please.
If you don't need me, I'm going to drop off.
Eileen, can I just ask?
Great.
Can I just ask George a couple of questions?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. George.
I'm sorry, Maxie, hang on.
Do we have a cash flow report at all? Do we know? Are we operating? I mean, I know that some numbers were sent for 2017. Are we operating significantly in the red, or are we breaking even? You know, what is our financial situation? You know, just a ballpark idea would be helpful.
Not to duck your question, but I've been living in fiscal 17. We've got other members of the team that are working on the current state, but what I have done is push out opening entries for FY18. It's a provisional opening entry and a provisional opening entry for FY19, just so we can start getting balance sheets and income statements. The stations have been requested weekly to be transmitting cash flow information so we can get an update on that. But by the end of the month, we should have better information on that.
That's good. Thank you.
Yeah, that's just not my area of practice yet with Pacifica.
Very good. Maxie may know more about that. Okay.
I just might.
Yes.
I just might.
Go ahead,
Matt. Let me jump into it. First of all, joining us on the call the next time that this committee meets will be our new interim CFO, Tamara Swiderski. Tamara, T-A-M-R-A, Swiderski.
I'll get her a number to call in on.
Please do. Yeah, great. She was approved by the Pacifica National Board last Thursday to serve in that capacity after they did their due diligence, and we're pleased to have her. I had the pleasure of visiting the national office with Tamara and members of NETA, and so I have a lot of confidence that she's going to bring a lot of strong expertise in financial management to the table, and she's looking forward to the opportunity to work with us. So, that should be very good. Her official start date will be June 1st, 2019, even though she's been working on Pacifica for quite a while. But in terms of the new role as interim CFO, the official start date, again, is June 1st, 2019. In terms of this audit committee and what she'll be able to do, she'll be complementing the presentations by George and Scott regarding the audit, providing some analysis and summary where necessary, but more important, I think, and in line with what Grace just asked, beginning at the end of this month, that's the projection, because that's when all the field work will be completed. Tamara will be able to provide financials for the organization that should be up to date and more reliable than anything that we could provide them, they could provide us, I'm sorry, at this time. So, we've been waiting a long time. Those who are familiar with this process, we've been waiting a long time to get our financials. We will finally have something legitimate to look at, we hope, and we expect by the end of this month. So that's the piece on the interim CFO. Again, her name's Tamara Swiderski, and official start date is June 1st of this year. Last thing I wanted to say in my report is that the board also voted to approve terminating the lease on our national office at 1925 Martin Luther King Jr. Way in Berkeley. The official termination date is August 13th, 2019, and that's because our 12-month lease period is June 13th, and we have to give them 60 days immediately following the conclusion of that first year. So from June 13th to August 13th, and actually prior to then, we will complete the process of removing all of our items from the office. I won't get into a lot of detail about it because it's the audit committee, and I don't know if you really, for this meeting, want a lot of guts and glory regarding that. But the bottom line is it's going to save the organization roughly $5,000 a month, $4,500 at least once that begins. And the savings over the term of the entire lease, because it's an actual lease that goes into 2020, is going to be somewhere in the ballpark of $45,000 to $50,000. So an important move for us because we really have no one in the national office at this point. When we relocate to KPFA, we will occupy a space that is still being worked out with the management there. It will house one employee. We're still working with the board to determine if that person needs to be part-time or full-time. That and just the makeup of that person's job description. I'm working with the strategic planning committee to resolve that matter. But once that's finished, we'll get someone in there and be able to facilitate certain needs that would come with having a physical office. It should be noted that all of our financial management mail, all mail that deals with financials, is already being forwarded to NETA in South Carolina, and they are making good on accounts payable, accounts receivable, interoffice, and other aspects of the financial process. So unless there are questions, that pretty much is my report.
Hey, does anyone have any questions? Let's see. Okay. I guess, you know, it would be as CFO, you know, Tamara won't, since we don't really have an office and she wouldn't have staff per se, but she will still be in charge of, let's say, the business managers at the different units. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. I think probably the better way to look at it is the way that Grace has formulated it, and that is that as the interim CFO, she is the liaison between the board, committees, and NETA in particular, who's doing all of our financial management and accounting. She will obviously have some direct relationship with our business managers. Those business managers direct report as the general managers at the stations. But there will be that interactivity. And again, I would see the interim CFO as a liaison so that the board has a direct communication, a direct line to NETA and the financial management and accounting process that's taking place. As you know, or as you should know, it's the board's responsibility to hire a CFO and that the CFO reports to the board independent of the executive director, even though they obviously would work together. And so the next phase for the board is to look at a hire of a permanent CFO at some point.
Right. I understand Tamara is supposed to be with us for 6 months, but is that written in stone, or if we happen to find the perfect person in 3 months to be our permanent CFO, would we be able to move forward on that, or?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That was Grace. All right. Thank you, Maxie. That was very helpful.
You're welcome.
I think we have gotten through most of our agenda. I did write to you all to say that I think we could have our selection or elections of chair and secretary for this new committee. And I was hoping somebody would have inputs for me on that, because I did not get a chance to research it on how this is supposed to happen. Let me see for a minute. So, George, I'm pretty sure you don't want to listen to this.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to stay on, Maxie. I'm probably, you know, you can if you like. But can any of the members of this committee kind of tell us how this should happen, if there's a procedure that we
this
should
is
be
great.
Following?
Great.
Go ahead.
I think as KPFT has not populated any of the national committees with people from the KPFT LSB, that we postpone electing a permanent chair and secretary, vice chair for this committee. But I would suggest that we ask you, Eileen, to continue as pro tem chair until we're able to have a full complement of members for this committee.
I'm happy to do so. Yeah. Okay.
I'd like to make that as a motion, and, you know, if everyone agrees.
Yeah. Can you write that motion?
Oh, okay.
Would you mind? And, Adrienne, you said that you believe Elaine will continue on the committee?
Yes, she has indicated that she wishes to, and she has the support too. So, yes, I would expect her.
Okay, great. And do you know if anybody else is planning to join, or if your LSB will appoint somebody or select somebody?
That is a mystery so far.
Okay, not sure. Is anyone else? I'm not sure if anyone else will from PFW either, but as I think I mentioned somewhere, we have a few seats open, so it might just stay that way for a while. I'm surprised Julie isn't here, because she's usually very, you know, she attends and she lets you know if she's not going to, but I'll check in with her and make sure she's okay. Okay, so now let's wait for Grace to send us this motion, and then we can all vote on it if we agree with that. But in the meantime, does anybody think that they will not agree with that? I like the silence. That's great. So we'll be done with this meeting pretty soon. Oh, let me tell the new people that for a long time, I was posting an open meeting and a closed meeting, just in case we needed a closed meeting. And most of the time, we did not. Or we did for a little while last year and occasionally. But most of the time, we did not. And we just would continue with our open meetings. So I think I will stop posting closed meetings. And if we know we're going to need one, we can schedule it. And if something comes up while we're in our open meetings, we can go into a closed meeting if we need to. But it's rare that we do. I think the only thing I might anticipate would be once we get our management letter draft from the auditors. You know, sometimes I think that is not a public document usually, so that might require a closed meeting, executive session. Okay.
Eileen, I sent the motion, but I only sent it to you and a few other people because I don't have everybody's email address.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I can forward it to everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. I can just read it. It's very short. Grace moves that Eileen Rosen be appointed pro tem chair of the audit committee until all LSBs elect LSB members to this committee.
Why don't you just read the names and have people say, you know.
Yeah, okay. So we'll vote on that. Give me 1 second. Get to my list. Okay, Adrienne, Debbie. Adrian? Does somebody need to second it, or we don't need to second motions in committees? Is that right?
No, not needed in committee.
Okay. Okay.
Jamie,
sorry,
for the staff.
I'm sorry?
Jamie,
I was
for
on
the staff.
Jamie, go ahead.
Yeah, I would suggest that you ask if there's anyone opposed, and if no one's opposed, the motion carries by acclamation.
Okay. Hang on 1 second. Yes, that makes it even shorter. All right. Is anyone opposed to this motion that Grace presented? So hearing no objection, the motion carries by acclamation. Thank you, Jamie, for that suggestion.
And congratulations.
Well, it's pro tem. Thank you. I've been enjoying being chair of this committee, so, I hope to be able to see it through. So, you know, this whole period of our existence. Okay, that is that then. I will be chair pro tem for the time being. That leaves us with action items. I don't think we came up with any. Does anyone want to introduce any other new business? I don't hear any, so we will select the next meeting date. 2 weeks from tonight is actually Memorial Day. And as Scott mentioned, he thinks he can have a second draft for us about then. And what he and I talked about as a possibility would be for him to send us that second draft, and then we can all take time and look it over during that week, and then perhaps we can have our next meeting on June 3rd. Does anyone have any comments or ideas?
June 3rd is not Memorial Day, right?
I'm sorry, can you speak up a little?
I don't have a calendar in front of me. June 3rd is not Memorial Day, is it?
No, it's the week before. The 27th of May is Memorial Day. Holiday.
I have a little time on Mondays, but I'll do the best I can.
You have little time on Mondays, you say?
I have a difficult time. I may miss at least the beginning part of it.
Okay. Yeah, sorry to hear that. It's, so many committees and so many meetings. So we've been meeting on Mondays for, I don't know, since I've been at least 2 or 3 years that I've been on this committee. So, okay, but thank you for telling us, Eugene. All right, so I hear no other comments, so I will post the next meeting for June 3rd. And in the meantime, I will send along whatever else, comes up. That's pretty much it for tonight.
Thank you very much, Eileen.
Thank you, everybody. Grace.
And Maxie and Scott and George.
Yeah, really efficient meeting. Thank you for holding it court so nicely. Appreciate it. And
okay,
great that everyone's new. Welcome aboard, everybody new.
Good night, all.
Okay.